Denver's number one for new country, 98.5 KYGO. It's Tracy and Fizz. Did you guys complete your portal to get the day off yesterday, President's Day? Did you do that?
No, but let's make Brandy do it.
That's what Finanigans is today. Can you imagine your HR calling you and saying, hey, hold on a second. You got to answer these questions before the day off.
Good morning. This is Brandy.
Brandy, good morning. This is Cheryl calling from the HR department. How are you today?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
Good. Everything's fine. Don't worry. Everyone gets like that with HR. No, everything's fine. I'm just reaching out from the corporate office because you didn't complete your online training in the module for President's Day.
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
So you should have received three different emails asking you to complete that online President's Day training for the holiday.
Oh, okay. I did not see anything come through. Would it have come through from just HR corporate?
Yes, and just to confirm, your email is bl.com, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this is a new company policy, and it's to help benefit continuing education and betterment of the company atmosphere, showing respect for our company's history with President's Day. So since you didn't complete it online, I do need to give you the verbal quiz now so I can clear the module.
Okay.
It's a real quick couple of questions. In fact, we have a 99.5% passing rate on this.
Okay.
Let me plug it in to start here. This is all random questions. Question number one. This president, per the request of the First Lady, banned alcohol at the White House. She's famously known as Lemonade Lucy. What president is it?
Abraham Lincoln.
Unfortunately, no, that is wrong. That is Rutherford B. Hayes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know who that president is.
He was the 19th president of the United States.
All right.
Question number two coming your way. This president confronted two issues regarding currency, the first of which was the coinage of silver in its relation to gold.
President Reagan?
Really? I mean, I have to enter it, but it's Rutherford B. Hayes.
Is every answer going to be this president? I don't even know his name. Rutherford B. Hayes?
No, I mean, these are just generated randomly, but these are, we have a 99.5% pass rate on this, and everybody knows these answers. I'm surprised.
I never even heard of this president.
Wow. I mean, the attorney from Ohio, his vice president was William Wheeler.
Nobody even knows who that president is.
All right, we're moving on to question number three. And remember, all I need is for you to get one right.
Okay.
In the arbitrated and territorial dispute between Argentina and Paraguay, this president awarded the disputed land to Paraguay.
Oh my gosh. Could that have been Barack Obama? I don't know. Is that something recent? I don't know.
Brandy, it is Rutherford B. Hayes.
What the heck? Is every answer going to be this guy?
Brandy, you do have to get this final question right in order to pass this module. Which president famously played the saxophone, gaining popularity to be elected?
Let me guess. Rutherford B. Hayes.
Brandy, it's Bill Clinton. You wanted a modern one, and then they throw you a softball at the end, and you... Brandy, I mean, everybody knows that Rutherford... Well, hold on just a second. Let me get my coworker. Hey, Jeff.
Yep.
What instrument did Rutherford B. Hayes famously play?
Oh, yeah, that was a trumpet.
See, everybody knows. It was a trumpet.
How does everyone know about this guy?
Unfortunately, Brandy, because you did not pass this module, we do need you to sign up for our 20-hour online course that you can sign up through Workday.
Hold on a second. Our company doesn't even have anything to do with, like, history or presidents. I don't even understand, like, how this is even, like, relevant.
Because you didn't pass, we'll need you to sign up, and there's a $100 administration fee, and we need you to complete the 20 hours by the end of the week.
What?
But I mean, if you want to maybe look over to your coworker who's probably laughing her butt off right now and thank her for this, maybe she can help you out next time because she set you up for Phonanigans. It's Tracy and Fizz. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
What?
Everybody knows Rutherford B. Hayes was like one of the best presidents ever. Duh. God.
I've got Sarah on my left and Rebecca on my right, and they're beet red, like laughing hysterically. Oh my God, you guys totally got me.
Shenanigans every hour on the 50s. Wake the fun up with Tracy and Fizz. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KYGO.